UN chief, EU needs open borders as Europe historically enriched by Athens, Rome. By Virginia Hale on June 4, 2019. EU nations must surrender immigration controls to Brussels and have their borders open wide to mass migration from outside the continent because Europe has been enriched throughout its history by diversity, according to Antonio Guterres. Receiving the Anti-National Sovereignty Charlemagne Prize, previously awarded to globalist figures including Pope Francis, Angela Merkel, and Emmanuel Macron, the UN Secretary General began his acceptance speech with the warning that many voters in Europe were turning inward, mired in the memory of a golden age that probably never was. Assimilating several cultures and legacies was the starting point of European culture, Guterres told an audience in Germany last week, noting that the Charlemagne Palace in Aachen borrowed several elements of Roman and Byzantine civilization. But Europeans would not be able to protect the continent's rich heritage without adhering to globalist demands including mass immigration, slashing carbon emissions to zero by 2050, and boosting the UN 2030 agenda and its sustainable development goals, which include calls for abortion on demand, equality of outcome based on gender, and the promotion of LGBT lifestyles to young children, he claimed. Declaring that Europe cannot be premised on us versus them, the Portuguese socialist said there was no alternative but to open the bloc's borders, alleging that closing our doors to asylum seekers does not protect but shame this heritage. All societies tend to be, or are already, multi-ethnic, multicultural, and multi-religious. This must be considered as a richness, not as a threat, Guterres insisted, before demanding Brussels tear down EU nation states' external frontiers and force taxpayers to send money to the global south in order to achieve a balanced immigration approach addressing the root causes of migration while preserving the rights and dignity of migrants. The UN boss underlined so-called anthropogenic climate change, mass immigration, and xenophobic hate speech on the internet, the third of which he claimed in the address, which made no mention of Islamic extremism, is fueling terrorism through social media, as three unprecedented challenges which knock on our doors at this time of great geopolitical disorder. Comparing the struggle of the man dubbed Father of Europe, whose inability to write was the frustration of a lifetime, to third world refugee children imported to Europe, the former leader of Portugal added that like Charlemagne, Europe had to learn from Jerusalem, Athens, Rome, and so many other cultures. In Britain, the UN leader's speech was described as necessary reading by Church of England leaders declaring support for the far-left eco-movement, Extinction Rebellion. In a pastoral newsletter for June, which made no mention of Jesus but instead heavily pushed for more establishment promoted globalism, the Diocese of Lichfield blasted the existence of pockets of climate change deniers who dared portray protesters as misguided and even members of an eco-mob demanding Christians instead salute the aggressive eco-anarchist group for prioritizing the future of our planet over the comfort of their armchairs.